the mind. You might remember a public service commercial. It said the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And it is so when we consider the three qualities or tendencies of the mind. And furthermore, when we expand mind to include emotions, caring, a sentient response to life, when we include the natural intelligence of our physical body to know what is well-being and what will bring detriment to its well-being, when we include this whole range of awareness and intuition and intellect and natural instinctual intelligence, then it's true, a mind in any regard is a terrible thing to waste. Equally so, it is very easy to cultivate a fuller range of awareness mind. And we do that by simply coming into a more cognizant relationship to these three tendencies of contracting or exacting, of expanding or being open, and of an empty, a natural state like the sky that is unbothered, unhindered, and unconstrained by the clouds that are in it. And that for a human being, that would be that the mind in its natural earth-born state, like a baby-born state, is pure. Even if there is information in it, the mind is not the information, nor is it cluttered by the information, or derailed or limited in any way. We smile and we sit well within our body, starting from deep inside the perineum and taking a moment to cascade up through our muscle groups, through our vertebrae, to lift our rib cage from our diaphragm. Feel our shoulders back and down, our chin parallel to the floor, eyes parallel to the floor. And feel our knees, drop them. And feel the peace in our body when we integrate our body, first with itself, but then integrate it into our meditative moment. All of that has required exacting, contracting, opening, expanding, and then the feeling of integration, empty. We settle with a smile, a good asana, breathing in and breathing out. Now let us use the components of our meditation to experience once again these three tendencies so that we can use them in meditation training, but also then use them more fully in our day. So once again, feel the body, tuck in your tummy, so exacting and contracting. Yes, we're contracting the muscles, but it's that our mind is contracting around an instruction and around the idea of muscles, the concept of tucking in, and then factually doing a chore. And then feel with that that there's a feeling of composure, that once that is established, there's an ease in the mind. It might or might not last all according to the condition of our body, the strength of our muscles, the concern that we might have about, you know, doing something right, etc. But initially, and if we can sustain it, there is an openness, an expansive ease. And that result is because we have brought our tummy muscles in. We have addressed, for at least temporarily, the general tendency of our emotions to go out from us and to look for validation of oneself through an exterior life. So let us feel that. Sitting well, tummy tucked, which then strengthens the backbone. And also, for at least a moment, there's an emptiness of the mind. There's a moment where there's no instructions, there's no sense of personality, front and center. There just is simply being. Aware, content, at ease, clear, bright in a certain way, present. And again, that is experienced, and eventually, through meditation training, we'll be able to sustain that for longer periods. But the initial fact that, oh yeah, there is what she's talking about. That is there. That is my experience. Well, that means that that's there all the time. Like the sky, it's there all the time. Now let's use another metaphor so that it all becomes very clear and easy. Our arisings of thoughts, words, actions, impulses, memories, you name it, emotional, mental, physical, all of those are like the waves on the ocean. There will always be waves on the ocean. Right? There will always be waves on the ocean. In fact, you cannot separate waves from the ocean. So that's the exacting, contracting, moving capacity of this thing we call mind for a human being that is comprehensive, that includes all our sentiency, all our intelligence, all our tendencies for instinctual, you know, actions and awareness and everything. Those are like the waves. And the openness, the expansive quality, the ease, the contentment, the gentle flowing movement, wholeness. Well, that's the open quality of mind. And those two, you can't separate them like you can't separate the waves from the ocean. And the waves will arise out of the fullness of the ocean and then fall back into it. Arise out, fall back into it. Well, isn't that exactly what happens for us? We see a green light, we go. We see a red light, we stop. But when there's no traffic light, we're in an open state of just driving, aware, content, present to our driving. Now the last analogy, and then we'll meditate, is that there's a quality if you're in the water. Everyone has been in the water. And if that's an easy thing for you, there's no fear base or something like that, then that feeling of merging that happens if you're swimming underwater and you feel confident in what you're doing, so there's just this merging, blending, flow. No obstructions. There's no obstructions. That's the emptiness, the limitlessness. That is the natural state. The waves have that natural state, right? Because they're born from this ocean. And the whole ocean has that natural state. Unobstructed, flow, ease, limitless quality. There's no direction. If you're in the water, you don't know if you're up or down, except by the sunlight on the top, or if there's ground that you could see. But if you're in the deep of the ocean, you have no idea which direction you're going in. Well, that represents limitless quality. Okay, all enough said. We smile. Sit well, breathe, breathe up with the top of the breath, place your awareness there, and on the out breath, feel a groundedness, a confidence. Breathe in again, up to the same point at the top of the breath, place your awareness, breathe out, feel a confidence, integrity, stability. One more time, breathe up, same place, breathe out, integrity, stability, peace. Sustain it like a hawk on the wing. Sustain it, riding the thermal, breathing in and breathing out. add to this simple, one-pointed, aloft feeling, add a gaze that your eyes are riveted at nothing, but they're riveted. Gazing out into open space and clarity. And now for the last 2 minutes, relax all your meditation muscles and simply be at peace, one-pointed, alert awareness, breathing in and breathing out. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath to complete our sitting. We breathe light into our mind. And now we know that mind is not just something inside our brain. at all of that which has been talked about. We breathe light into our feeling nature. And now we know that our feeling nature is all the capacity for intuition, sentient response, and relatedness that a human being can have. We breathe light into our physical body. But now we know that our physical body also means our body of awareness as an incarnated being. So that's our physical dimensionality, our phenomenal experience. We breathe light into this sense of self. And what we are learning is that this sense of self is a figment of our imagination, created from all of these aggregations of collections of thoughts and feelings and senses and responses and relatedness, and that the sense itself is like a wave arising out of the ocean and then falling back into it again, arising again out of the ocean, falling back into the ocean again. The sense of self simply asserts itself and then disappears. And we know that because our sense of self changes through the day. Confident, unconfident, needy, not needy, giving, happy, unhappy, just like the waves of the ocean. So we breathe light into it so that as we express ourselves all through the day, as moments arise in which we will meet them, that it is light that we bring forward. The lighted qualities of ourself and the light of any given moment is how we meet it. And doing all this, we understand that we are light. We are light, breathing with and in the world. Love you all. With these understandings, like Mona Lisa, we just smile through our day with the eyes of wisdom. We perceive our day with the composure, like the Mona Lisa or the Buddha. We just move through our day, aware, contributing goodness. Love you all. Create your day.